This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. Eric Prince, the founder of the security contractor Blackwater, is testifying on Capitol Hill today. He is defending his company against charges that Blackwater employees in Iraq are trigger-happy and reckless in regard to Iraqi civilians. Instead, Eric Prince says, Blackwater is saving American lives.
We only play defense, and our job is to get those reconstruction officials, those people that are trying to weave the fabric of Iraq back together, to get them away from that X, the place where the bad guys, the terrorists, have decided to kill them that day.
That's Blackwater founder Eric Prince testifying today. Blackwater is the largest security firm operating in Iraq. It has a contract to guard diplomats working there and dignitaries who visit, including members of Congress. According to a congressional report, the State Department paid the firm more than $750 million between 2004 and 2006. NPR's national security correspondent Jackie Northam is covering the hearing of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, and she stepped out to talk with us. Jackie, what else did Eric Prince say today in defense of his company?
Well, as you can tell from that cut that you heard, that he's taken this very noble stand for his company. You know, he says that they're out there, they don't do any sort of offensive actions or military actions or that. They're there to help U.S. diplomats and State Department folks move around and keep away from the bad guys and that. He took great pains to sort of say that this wasn't an out-of-control company filled with cowboys who roam around, Iraq with impunity. And he disputed this congressional report, certainly the tone of this congressional report that came out, saying again that, his company does not take offensive action. That was one of the key things. But, he praised his own people, saying they were very skilled and everything else. And he also talked about this September 16th attack, which actually sparked these hearings. And yet the Justice Department, this is the huge shootout in Baghdad, which apparently left about 11 Iraqi civilians dead. That's what actually sparked this hearing today. But the Justice Department came out yesterday and sent a letter and said, please, can nobody talk about this at the hearing today while the investigation is underway.
Right. And there's an FBI investigation. The committee issued this report you just referred to. The scathing report came out today. Talk about that. Some of the incidents in that report are quite shocking.
Well, it is, yeah. They found out, actually, the documents that the House Oversight Committee used for this came from Blackwater itself, email messages, and also State Department documents as well. And there were a couple things. It pointed out there were 195 shooting incidents that Blackwater was involved in since 2005, and then more than 80% of the time it was Blackwater that shot first. Now, this would be in direct contradiction to what Mr. Prince is saying, where they say they don't take offensive action. It also pointed out that the State Department, Mr. Waxman, the committee chairman, said that he called the State Department more or less an enabler for Blackwater to get away with these things because it helped actually to patch over some of the, if there was an incident, they tried to pay off the victim's family so they could just get on with their work. So it was quite a damning report that came out yesterday. And those are just a couple of things that it brought up, but it was filled with quite a number of incidents of the same sort of caliber and tone.
And in fact, members of the State Department will be at that hearing later today. What are they expected to say?
Well, I'm not surprised that they're probably going to try and defend their position. You know, everybody is saying that all these contractors, and specifically for this case, that Blackwater is operating in a very complicated, complex, dangerous situation, and that, you have to do what you can do on the ground to get things done. But what the State Department, there are indications that the State Department is going to try to provide more oversight now because, again, this congressional report was very hard on the State Department, saying they were sort of allowing Blackwater just to get away with these shooting incidents and act with impunity and that. So it is expected that the State Department is probably going to take a much firmer role in trying to control the contracting companies anyway.
NPR's Jackie Northam, she's our national security correspondent at the hearing today where Blackwater founder Eric Prince is being questioned along with State Department officials. Jackie, thank you for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you very much.
So what about the man in the hot seat on Capitol Hill today? Eric Prince is the founder of Blackwater USA. He's a millionaire and a former Navy SEAL. Sandra Svoboda is a reporter with the Metro Times of Detroit, and she's written about Blackwater. She joins us now. Welcome to the program, Sandra.
Thank you.
So Eric Prince is from Michigan. What do we know about him and his family?
Well, Eric Prince comes from a family that made their money in auto parts. It was Prince Corporation, which was founded in Holland, Michigan, on the west side of the state, widely known as a very conservative area. His sister, Betsy, is now Betsy DeVos. In 1979, she married Dick DeVos, who was the Republican candidate for governor here in 06. So Prince has had a long history of supporting conservative causes. He actually dropped out of the Naval Academy to attend Hillsdale College here, which is, again, a very conservative school in central Michigan. And one of the anecdotes that I found while researching him was that he actually made his first political contribution of $15,000 to the Republican Party at the age of 19.
He's done a lot of things quite young. I mean, he's only 38 right now. He started Blackwater quite a few years back, and it happened because his father died, and it was created from the funds from his father's company, correct?
Correct. He founded it in 1996, was a few years after his father had died, and using his connections from his time as a Navy SEAL, some people that were previously involved with Blackwater that are no longer, helped him found that, mainly to do training for law enforcement and private security. It's really been in the last, since September 11th, that things really took off for him. And as overseas as well as with Katrina, following Katrina in New Orleans.
And he recruited for Blackwater in Detroit. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the trips he made there?
Well, two things that I know. One is there are men, the only ones I know are men in the area with highly specialized military experience, who still work as private contractors with Blackwater. The story that we ran here in the Metro Times in May, we talked to one of them. That he also has been here, and this is, again, you know, very quiet. He does these things very quietly without a lot of media attention, but he has spoken at private clubs in the area, sort of exclusive, you know, traditionally, historically men's clubs, spoken about Blackwater and actually invited for five-figure trips, I'm told, to visit the Blackwater facility and shoot the weapons and run through the swamps and kind of the idea of executive training down there so executives can see what's going on.
As you mentioned, Eric Prince, the founder of Blackwater, got involved in politics at a very early age. Can you tell us about some of his more recent political connections?
Well, I know I've been sort of following the hearings today, and I know he's denying special political favors that are coming from the Republican Party, but it's well documented the contributions that he's made. Again, I mentioned his early contribution, but by some accounts, it's over $250,000 that he's given in the last, up until a few years ago, virtually all to Republican or very conservative causes.
Eric Prince is known to be quite media shy. I'm curious whether or not you spoke to anyone there in Michigan that could give you a sense of what he's actually like as a person.
The closest I've come in Michigan is people who attended the speech that he gave at this private club. They said he was very well-spoken. He was very friendly. Blackwater, we tried several times to reach them for that story and others, and I've never received a return phone call from Blackwater. I think, you know, they've certainly seen the writing on the wall for the attention that going back to their incident in Fallujah in 2004 when their contractors were first called and Blackwater came to the national stage. I think they've learned, to keep it quiet, and although anybody who's been following them is not surprised by what happened a couple of weeks ago.
Sandra Svoboda of the Metro Times in Detroit, thanks so much.
Thank you.